tipping the people who made the pizza before you get it, you don't know if you're going to like it or not. Maybe they screwed up.
The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Get thicker grass, better color, and fewer bare spots with turf application. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
Totally Hits 93.3.
Who among us, as a kid, or if you've had children in the house,
yes,
hasn't heard the line, "I don't need to do my chores. I wasn't asked to be born."
Every child has said that at one time or another. "I didn't ask to be born, Dad."
There's a guy who's suing his parents, saying he shouldn't have to work in his life. And he's a grown man.
Yeah, he's not like, you know, 11.
But he is suing his parents because he said, "I didn't consent to being born. Therefore, I shouldn't have to work. And you should pay for everything for my entire life." Good luck with that one. "I shouldn't have to take garbage out or clean my room.
I didn't ask to be born. I didn't give you written consent to have me."
There was no meeting. Guess none of us had it.
Yes. Oh. All of us are here against our will already.
It's kind of how it works.
It is.
Since the beginning of time.
It's tough. I mean, you're just kind of stuck there. You know, "I didn't ask for this, but this is it.
Adam and Eve,
but here we are." Yeah.
You know, we didn't ask to be created.
Who do we need to sue? How far back do we have to sue until we get the first couple? Should we sue the snake in the Garden of Eden? Who should we sue?
We had it good until the snake told us different.
Until it messed up everything. Now we have traffic and a lot of people.
Just to sue our way into living a charmed life of no work.
I hope this goes to court. That would be so awesome to see people arguing this.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Actor Robert Carradine has passed away at the age of 71. He was best known for the 80s movie Revenge of the Nerds, and also he was the dad on Lizzie McGuire. He had some bipolar issues and sadly took his own life at the age of 71.
That's too bad. The Nancy Guthrie abduction case, they've released new video of what looks like the same masked figure that had a backpack and a gun on her front porch from a previous night.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not saying when it happened, but they're saying it isn't from the night she was abducted, meaning the person in the mask with no backpack on the first trip either attempted it once or was surveilling the place for a visit that they later made on the night she was abducted.
They're hoping for any leads in this because it's been like a month and nothing really has happened at all. Barry Manilow had to cancel a lot of concerts and postpone them because he's been undergoing treatment for lung cancer. The scheduled appearance at Bridgestone Arena on the 7th of March has been postponed until the 1st of August. So hopefully he'll be able to make that one. I guess right now he says he cannot, he doesn't have the lung power to sing.
Get well soon.
So yeah, no kidding. From time to time, they like to just tease us by ranking the best and worst drivers in America.
Yeah.
Guess where we are?
We're not in a good spot. I'm going to make that bold proclamation.
Top 10. Top 10 in the worst. Actually, Tennessee is ranked number 7 for bad drivers.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
And they say, if you don't believe me, just take a look at the, you know, traffic cameras over I-24.
Exactly.
All the time.
Well, I mean, we've got a perfect storm. First of all, like the way every interstate that goes through America intersects in Nashville, around downtown. It's super confusing.
So
you've got to make a quick decision in like an eighth of a mile, which like, do you want to go southwest? Do you want to go north? Do you want to go to this 24 to 65? We're going to change it. And then we have all these people moving in who also aren't familiar with the area
and
people
just,
going through.
You know, and commuters coming through on the way to wherever, you know, and like we are the crossroads of America. So it may not all be Tennesseans with this terrible driving, but yeah, it is.
It's a soup of many things.
And who do they blame most?
Who?
Gen Zers.
Why do they say that? I wonder.
People under the age of 30, they say, are more risk takers.
They're risk takers?
Yeah.
Have they met a Gen Zer?
Maybe they're different behind
the
wheel.
They won't answer the phone or maybe, the door.
Maybe they're behind the wheel. They're different than being scared to answer the phone
doing
or
all
talk to people.
There's a ton of Gen Zers that I know that, like, you know, were forced to get their driver's license.
Right, they didn't want to drive.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're too timid behind the wheel.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
They're kind of scared of a lot of out in the world stuff that maybe they're not driving that well because they don't drive much.
Maybe they need to teach road rage in schools.
Teach road rage? How does that help?
Get out there and get mad. Come on.
Stop being such a wuss on the road.
I know you can't read an analog clock, but make sure you get out there and do something in the driving. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits. 93.3, the new home of Woody and Jim in the morning. Gender Wars is coming up. We have Tony ready to play for the guys. And we have Leah on the line from Nashville. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you called moments ago out of the blue and said, I heard you have Predators tickets to give away, and I want to win them. But I don't know what Gender Wars is that I've never played before.
So we're going to take this opportunity to explain to you, because we want you to be a great contestant.
Yeah.
And there's probably other people out there who said, I'm not sure what Gender Wars is.
Yes.
So while we explain to you, they'll learn as well.
So it's men versus women, and men have to answer questions that normally ladies would get. Like they have to questions about, you know, makeup and the Kardashians. Women have to answer questions about sports and peeing standing up.
Traditional guy things.
Okay.
Would you like to? We'll give you a test and see if you think you can do it. Okay.
Let's run you through it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here's a question that you might get on a typical Gender Wars game for as a lady.
Okay. We always start with a multiple choice question. Questions such as: On Monday Night Football, is Joe Buck's broadcast partner Troy Aikman, Joe Montana, or Tom Brady?
I think A.
A. Okay, Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman.
That is right, yes.
See, would have got
and
that right.
You would
right.
get the correct answer, Bell. Okay. And you would be one step closer to victory. All right, we'll try one more, okay? The classic gangster movie Scarface takes place in what city?
Oh, there's no multiple choice for this one?
No. Just
you only get one of
one.
Those each game.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Ooh. I don't know. I'm going to say New York.
New York, no.
It's like a big dark city, but not the right one.
Yeah, it's Miami. Okay. But, you know. Okay. All right.
So here you're going to get three questions. Your opponent will get three questions. Whoever has more right answers at the end of those three questions is the winner.
Okay.
There is a chance. Like, if you get a question, Leah, that tell us a subject like that you would know nothing about.
Probably movies.
Movies, right?
Okay.
So we ask like a movie question, like Star Wars or something about Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
You got it and you're like, I have no chance. I'm never even going to like have a wild guess as to what the right answer is. You can use the screw.
Okay.
You can use it just once in a game, and the screw allows you to throw your question at your opponent.
So if you can't answer, you say, I'll use the screw. And you hear that, and then the guy will have to answer the question. If he gets it right, he gets the point. If he gets it wrong, you get a point for knowing nothing, okay?
Okay, nice.
All right, are you ready? Are you psyched?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, we hope that your courage of attempting to play the game without ever having played before will inspire others.
All right. We're going to put you on hold, okay? And we're going to be playing in just a few minutes. After we get Tony on the line, you guys will go head-to-head and try to win those Predators tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
I'm excited for you. I got goose pimples.
It's a fun opportunity. It's something you'll talk about for the rest of the day. You'll send people the podcast link, and you go, look, I was on the show this morning.
All right. So, Woody and Jim show. Hey, look, it's time to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right. For the guys in the audience, we have Tony and Brentwood. For the ladies, you met her moments ago, Leah in the Nations. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right. We have a warm-up get acquainted question before we begin the serious inquisition.
All right. Let's start with Tony. Describe your favorite glass, mug, water bottle, whatever it is.
I've got two. The first one I've had about 11 or 12 years. It was the first thing I bought when I got separated from my wife. And it's stuck with me, hasn't broken. And it's blue, like different shades of blue lined up. The second one is one my son made. It's like you take the artwork, you know, and they transpose it onto the mug.
Yeah.
That one sits at the top of my refrigerator and makes me think of him.
Oh, very cool.
They're kind of in like the Mugs Hall of Fame.
There you go. And your first one is your freedom glass.
So, Leah, tell us about your favorite mug, water bottle, or glass.
Mine would be, I'm from Chicago, so I'm a big Bears fan. And when I was 5 years old, my dad and I went to a pottery class. We're making a mug, and we picked green and yellow by accident, and it looked like Packers colors. Uh-huh. So we wrote on it, Stinky Packers. So for my whole life, I've been drinking out of it because I hate the Packers.
I love it. That's
you're still
awesome.
Using it. That's great. Awesome. I love it. Okay, let's play the game. Let's begin with multiple choice.
Okay, here we go, Leah. Is Eric Cartman... Eric Cartman, is he a character from South Park, The Simpsons, or Family Guy?
I got to use the screw, the very first one, I think.
Got to use the screw.
She's hoping you don't know it, Tony.
Tony, is Eric Cartman, you find him on South Park, The Simpsons, or Family Guy?
South Park.
South Park is right.
Yeah, okay. He gets the point. There's a little risk there, Leah.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, this question is officially for you. Is former boy band member Nick Lachey the host of Love Island, Love is Blind, or The Bachelor?
Screw.
Okay, using the screw back.
Leah, here's your chance.
You can tie it up.
Former boy band member Nick Lachey, is he the host of Love Island, Love is Blind, or The Bachelor?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. Look at you. You tied it back up. Okay. Both your screws are gone. You're playing without a net now. Here we go. Leah, what's the name of the trophy given to the Super Bowl winning team every year?
Lombardi.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy. Okay, good job.
Yep. Okay. Your previous Get a Coin question answer revealed your love of football, so that was easy for you. Tony, because you're worth it is the slogan of what cosmetics company?
Maybelline.
Maybelline's not right.
No.
All right, it's 2-1 lead for Leah. If you get this right, Leah, you'll guarantee your victory.
Okay. Leah, the ultimate driving machine is the slogan of what luxury car company?
Cadillac?
No. It's BMW. BMW. Okay. That means you still have a chance to tie it up there, Tony.
Tony, nobody puts baby in the corner is a famous line from what chick flick?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
It is Dirty Dancing.
Okay, we are tied up. How do we break the tie? We go to Name That Tune with lyrics.
That's right. You can have up to 5 lines from a song to name it. Up to 5. How many do you think you would need to name it, Leah?
3
lines. Okay. Tony, you want to do it in less than 3?
Sure.
2? All right. You want to do it in less than 2? Leah?
Yeah.
Okay.
One line.
Do it with one line. Okay.
Here is the line of the song. You have to tell us the name of the song.
Okay.
Little Ditty about Jack and Diane.
Oh, God. What is that song?
Jack and Diane?
Yeah.
I thought you weren't going to get it. I truly did.
Oh, wow. That was a tough battle back and forth. But Leah, in your first try ever, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Thanks for playing, Tony. Congratulations, Leah. We're going to get you tickets for the Preds game. And we appreciate both of you playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I hope we all shower, but are we doing it in the right order?
Immediately, 9 out of 10 people listening are going to say, no, you've got it wrong.
Yes.
Here's how it's done.
Okay.
So somebody started this on Threads, and they said, okay, the correct order for a shower is shampoo and rinse, wash face, apply conditioner, wash body, rinse conditioner, rinse body.
And
this is the only way.
That is, yes. They got a whole Mandalorian. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
But then somebody else jumps in. And it immediately gets interesting because they said, no, I talked to my dermatologist.
Uh-huh.
And my dermatologist says, wash your hair, rinse it, condition your hair, immediately rinse it,
uh-huh.
then wash your face, wash your body. Because they said, you have to rinse out the conditioner soon instead of letting it sit in your hair because it'll clog your pores.
And they say it can cause acne, according to this person.
And everybody else is like,
no, shut up.
So what is the correct order as far in your universe? Everybody must do it this way.
I always go in, wet my hair, shampoo, rinse it. And actually, I leave the shampoo in, turn around and shave.
Okay.
I have a mirror and a razor in there.
There's a new wrinkle, yeah. Shaving. Yep.
And sometimes I actually use the conditioner as shaving cream because it makes everything nice and smooth.
Okay.
Okay.
So and using then, it as a moisturizer, yeah. As well.
And then I go and I clean my body and then, you know, then I stand and cry under the shower for probably 20 minutes. And then I finally get out.
Well, but what about the rinsing and the...
Oh, the rinsing, it comes out. But yeah.
In what order?
Yeah, well, I rinse before I get out.
So then you wash your body after the cry.
Yeah, after the cry. Yeah, and I figure my tears will actually, you know, help me clean.
And then you rinse.
And then I rinse.
And then you rinse out what's in your hair?
Oh, I've already done that. I do that all at once.
Oh, so you left that part out.
You're standing under it like you're under a waterfall. You're washing your hair, and then everything just drizzles down, and you're cleaning everything.
You left that detail out. Okay. Not some people step aside a little bit, just let it hit their body while they leave it in their hair.
Yes.
There are very particular things.
So how do you do it, Jim?
All right, I turn on the water,
uh-huh.
And I hope it gets warm.
Yes.
And then I stare at my phone for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then I forget that the water is running.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get in. And I think it's not quite right.
Okay.
So I adjust the hot in the water, the
up
whole
or down.
Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. About six times until
right.
I just leave. Okay, fine. I'm gonna,
right.
It's going to be a little too hot.
Yes.
Then I wash my face.
Yes.
Then I wash my hair, rinse it out.
Okay.
I don't use conditioner, but if I did, I would leave the conditioner in because you need to be able to multitask.
Yes.
You need to be able to wash your body and do other things while it's working on your hair, giving it sufficient time to do its job, and then wash the body, rinse off the body, get out of the shower, shiver, and say, oh!
A couple people have added some other steps, which include standing underneath the hot water for 30 minutes and contemplating every decision you've made in your entire life. I like that.
I think that's assumed,
yeah.
Yes.
What somebody also said, instructions are unclear. My clothes are soaking wet. You forgot to say take your clothes off first. Okay.
Oh, so see, you got to
be specific.
The
debate goes on.
All right. What is your routine? Let us know. Did we get it wrong? Do we have to do it a different way? Because that's
right.
The only right way.
Yeah.
Reach us anytime. You can call us or text us 615-553-0933.
This came up yesterday. You know, a lot of times you tip because you get good service. Sometimes they ask for more than the usual amount. There was a pizza delivery where they say, okay, here's a tip for the driver. And would you also like to add a tip for the people who made the pizza? And this is before you receive it.
Yeah, this is
it's when you're ordering it online.
Right. A $25 pizza. There was a post by a woman on X, Twitter. She said it was a $25 order, and it said, tips for your delivery driver. Makes sense, right? They're bringing it to you.
Right.
For those preparing your meal as a second tip.
Yeah.
And kind of wondering, like, okay, is tipping getting out of control? I mean, we've seen things where you see, like, a tip for somebody who's, you know, working at the hardware store.
Right.
Do we need a tip jar there?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's like we keep expanding tips to places where they never were.
It's so easy now since we mostly pay with cards, you know, that they have a little thing there where he says, would you like to leave a tip of this much or this much? And, you know, it depends on it and it's stuff you normally wouldn't tip for, I don't think.
Yeah. Tim said, if it's a delivery, you tip, obviously. I don't think anybody's disputing that.
Right. They're saying
it's
extra
the second
tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And besides, you know, tipping the people who made the pizza before you get it, you don't know if you're going to like it or not. Maybe they screwed up. You know, why are you pre-tipping them?
That is another issue.
This should be like if it's an afterthought. This was so delicious. Would you like to send a tip later after you eat it?
I'm betting.
Yeah.
That this is going to be great.
Yeah. You're not saying like, I don't know. It might be good. I'll just give you money just hoping it's going to be good. It's like, give me the opportunity afterwards. Text me later and say, how was it?
Right.
Would you like to give us a tip now? Was it really super special, yummy, good? Janelle sent a message saying, as a driver for most of the apps, if we didn't get tips, that wouldn't even cost the the money for gas.
I get what she's saying. She couldn't afford to do her job. It wouldn't pay for. She'd lose money on the job. So we've established that.
All right.
Tip your drivers.
Yes.
Tip your servers.
Yes.
It's the beyond those
right
things.
Right.
Do we have a right to them, or do the people in the kitchen deserve a tip?
Or maybe they should just make more money. Maybe a living wage as opposed to having to work for tips.
Right.
Mm.
So where does it fall? Where do you fall on this? 615-553-0933. Second tip? Third tip? Or should we just not tip at all and just pay more?
I don't know.
Throw it out there.
Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood.
One, we're telling you about this because it's a great story. Two, the video is amazing.
You got to see it.
And only because it turns out well in the end. So there's a soccer game going on in Europe, and everything's televised, so there's great camera coverage of it.
Right.
In which the goalie, he's about to kick the ball super far.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes to the other end of the field.
Yeah, it's always a big kick.
And when he does it, the ball goes straight up and smacks a seagull out of the sky. At that point, the seagull drops straight to the ground and is got webbed feet up in the air.
Yeah.
When one of the players scrambles out onto the field and starts giving the seagull CPR.
Which I didn't even know you could do with a bird.
Apparently, this guy has never been trained. He just figured, this is what we're supposed to do.
It's worth a shot.
After a little bit, the bird comes back. And he realizes, he's injured.
Yeah.
So he carries the bird off the field and brings them to the team's trainers, and then the trainers eventually brought the bird to veterinary care because they realized he had a broken wing from being hit by the ball.
Wow.
And they're nursing the seagull back to health.
Wow.
And everybody's gonna be okay.
It really is. You got to see the video. You can check it out on the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, or you can visit the whole thing at TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So they say if this is in your freezer, just throw it away. Not a good thing is recall from pre-made meatballs, the big family size. Bremer family-size Italian-style meatballs.
Mm.
It's a bag full of 64 pre-made meatballs. It's frozen. And if you have one of those, they say toss it because I guess there's some fragments of metal in one of the batches.
Yipes.
Obviously don't want that.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Billboards all over town. They've been sneaking around and saying something big's going to happen with our Tennessee Titans on the 12th of March. They say that's the big day. They could be revealing the new logo and the new uniforms. So we'll see how that goes. The little sneak preview we think we've seen makes us kind of go,
eh. I hope it's better than that.
I don't know if it's going to make it worth buying something new just for that new logo. We'll see.
Yeah. So the truth is out there. There's going to be a reboot of the X-Files. And the guy in charge of it is the director of Sinners and Black Panther and other in the Creed movies, Ryan Coogler. And he's, I guess, been a big fan of the original X-Files TV series. And they brought on as an executive producer, Chris Carter, the guy who created that 90s phenomenon. That
good.
Came to know and love with Fox Mulder and Dana Scully.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to redo it and hopefully bring the magic back.
Oh, yeah. We'll check that out.
Trust no one. So what do we got going on today?
I, first of all, have to figure out which way I'm going home today. Of course, they're still working on I-24 in Rutherford County. I understand they're moving over to the westbound lanes. So I don't know. Maybe I'll take a gamble.
Maybe your way home will be clear.
I don't know. Or I'll just go the long way around. Go through Chattanooga again. Got to do some grocery shopping. Plus, I need to clean up the backyard from pick up some dog poop. And it's always easier when it's cold.
Right. Get them while they're frozen.
Yes.
Better than get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're frozen. Because we live glamorous radio lifestyles, which is stuff we got
to
do.
I'm trying to figure out my wardrobe. We're hosting the Unleashed benefit for Nashville Humane on Saturday night. Tickets are still available at nashvillehumane.org. They do a runway fashion show, and the theme is Barks and Bonfires. So it's kind of like a glamping theme. Uh-huh, so they've encouraged us, you know, to dress for the theme. So I got to go around and look for like some kind of dress flannel.
Do they have that?
A flannel tuxedo? I'm looking for it.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, I like that.
Got a class tonight, church. We're doing stuff for Lent.
Very cool.
We're studying Mother Teresa her wisdom.
Yeah. Of course, inspired by Unleashed on Saturday, we have Wet Nose Wednesday tomorrow. You'll meet a little puppy in here just after 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.